Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Cassie and I have some questions, and we're hoping this can be an honest and respectful conversation.
Can you have one of the two? Do honest? We have to have both?
Yes, we could do that. We could try. As long as we try. That's all I ask.
I'm just going to have a real problem with the respectful part.
Oh, that's why I said it. I'm aware. All right, so Abby came on the air yesterday and dropped kind of a bombshell.
Shocking.
Shocking. I got a nose job. And I had the audacity to think that nobody was going to notice. At least I thought it was going to take y'all a couple days to notice, because I didn't do some extreme, like, scooped out, pinchy nose job to where it was super obvious. And I'm also a little swollen, so I kind of wondered if it just kind of, like, looked like my old nose. And Kristen knew right away.
Just to reset, she walked in here. Mo and I had no idea.
No
idea. And she also lied to us. So now I'm wondering, okay, if you can lie about that, what else can you lie about?
Mm-hmm. Everything. Abby had told us prior to our holiday break that she was going to Florida to see her family, and she's getting her wisdom teeth pulled. That way her family can, you know, help take care of her.
It's a weird place to put wisdom teeth.
But she came in yesterday, and Cassie and I both noticed something was different. Couldn't put my finger on it. Couldn't put my nose on it. But I knew something was different. And we have Mommy Chula in here.
Yes.
And who's a DJ on Q99.7. And she recently joined us not long ago talking about her BBL, which was hilarious because Bert didn't even know what BBL stood for.
I thought it was Big Black Lady.
No.
What? Damn. That's what I thought it was. When you're answering, like, personal ads, I think. I thought
I'll look
people
for
were
BBL.
Looking for a BBL.
That's
Big Black
she
Lady.
Thought that was.
Yeah, it is. That's a BBW or something.
You might have should have kept that one.
But, Mommy Chula, what does BBL stand for?
A Brazilian butt lift.
Which you got not that long ago.
Right, I got it like 6 months ago almost.
Okay, so Cassie and I were talking after the show, and we're like, what is proper plastic surgery etiquette? Because if you're doing something to yourself, you're changing something that you wanted to be, I guess, in your eyes better. And if you do that and nobody notices, is that insulting? Or is it insulting if somebody points it out? Because I know some people don't like to disclose that they got plastic surgery. I've been endorsing a plastic surgeon for 7+ years. I love Dr. Elizabeth Whitaker at Atlanta Face and Body. I have zero issue with anybody who wants to do anything. Your body, your choice, whatever makes you happy. We're here a short period of time. Do what makes you happy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I do, however, feel like you need to be honest, because I think people can get a distorted view of beauty and think that things are achievable when you have to, like, that's fillers or that's injectables or that's plastic surgery. So I think, like, removing the stigma and just, like, embracing it would benefit everybody, right?
So if Mommy Chula came in here and she was just talking about all the squats she does and how she built this ass in the gym, you think like that's
false advertising.
That's false advertising.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So our question was, like, and you don't want to say, like, oh my God, you look so good, because then that infers that before you looked like duty, and that's not the case. Mm-hmm. Like, you didn't. So we were wondering about plastic surgery etiquette. So for Abby, who recently had a rhinoplasty, Mommy Chula, who had a BBL a couple months ago, what is your preference?
I mean, for me, like, in hindsight, I'm glad that you noticed, but also I'm really happy with my results. The reason I didn't come forth a couple of weeks ago and say, oh, by the way, like, over break, I'm getting a nose job, is because I was really worried about how I was going to feel if it didn't turn out how I wanted. Because the last thing you want to do is have to talk about something that's really difficult for you. And I could imagine that'd be really traumatizing to constantly look in the mirror and be like, I hate my face now. Mm. But I think, so from my perspective, because I am happy with my results, I think maybe the best way to go about it is, I mean, if you're really close friends with someone, ask them about it. It's not a big deal. But like for a coworker, for example, I think just saying like, oh, you look really good today. In my mind, I'm going to go, okay, Kristen knows And when I feel like I'm ready to talk about it, I'll say something.
Yeah, I thought, I said this yesterday also, is that we had a lot of days off here. And this job, as I've said before, is not hard. It's just taxing on the body, right? So when you get 2 weeks off and you're getting good sleep, the first day back, everybody looks great. So I just thought that, I mean, I could tell that there was something. I just thought that you got great rest.
So much of my nose strain. That's the key. I wasn't my surgeon. Just sleep 9 hours a night.
I didn't attribute it to your nose. And I did find myself, and I don't know if you were like this yesterday also, Mo, is that you said that it was so subtle, and it was so subtle that he and I didn't notice, that I felt like I wasn't exactly sure what to say because I didn't want you to think that you had wasted money or that there wasn't such a difference that you wasted. So I was sort of conflicted on exactly how to react.
I felt the same exact way. That's why I said I almost felt like it was insulting to not notice. Like, I didn't know if that was a good thing that I didn't notice or bad, or like, how do you handle it after you say that you didn't? But yeah, I don't know what the right thing
to
do.
I had to grow into that because I was so upset. My cousin got a BBL too, and her BBL is big. Like, you could tell, like, whoa, girl. But me, I got a skinny BBL, and so my butt is smaller, and I was so mad. Nobody noticed it. They were like, I'm like, why didn't you notice my butt? It looks perkier. And she's right, definitely. My results are good. I'm happy with it. But if I hated my butt, I definitely don't want anybody to say anything to me about it.
Okay.
But coming on here, I was like, oh, I don't know. I still haven't put my butt on social media. Like, I haven't said, oh, I got a BBL on social media.
You haven't made it official on the Insta?
No, I haven't. I don't know why. I just haven't, because I'm still healing.
Yeah.
And now it's fluffing. So now my butt is soft again.
Ooh, it's fluffy.
Oh, yeah. Hold on one sec. So what do you mean you're still healing? Because this was a while ago, right?
Yeah. It's 6 months to a year is when you get the final results.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's a long time. So I definitely would rather somebody wait until I say something.
Got it.
But I want you to also talk behind my back and tell me how good. Because that's what happened. I went out to town and somebody was like, yeah, they were talking about your butt. And I was like, yes. Finally. Because I'm not getting stopped like, hey, girl, your butt looks good. And I don't want that necessarily because I feel like mine looks pretty natural. It fits my body. So gotcha. That's what I wanted. But there is a little part of me that wants somebody to stop me and be like, yeah. Now I got a question. How many people has looked at my butt since you've known I got a BBL?
That's the first thing I looked at when you walked in studio. Yeah. And it's fluffed out very nicely.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I am wearing I wore these pants just for you guys.
I will say I did not take advantage of it. I did not look, but on your way out, I will.
Well, you felt me up last time, so you can fill it again if you want to.
All right, so is it rude to mention it first? What we're saying is yes. Wait till the person who has gotten the procedure to bring it up. Is it rude not to notice or not to mention? We're saying no, that's not the case. And is it rude to say it's great, implying your before wasn't great?
In what way would you imply that it wasn't great?
Well, just by saying like, oh my God, your nose looks amazing.
Or you look so good.
Yeah.
Does that mean that you didn't look good before?
No. To me, that doesn't imply that anything was wrong with me because like, I don't look back at my old self, quote unquote, and go, wow, I was so ugly. In fact, it's weird. Ever since I've gotten my nose job, I actually look back very fondly on my old nose because I'm like, oh my gosh, that was the character I had on my face. And I don't miss it. I'm not like mourning it. Like, oh, I wish I hadn't done it. But I think because I get to live with my new face now, I can appreciate my natural nose in a way.
Yeah. And we spent a lot of money to do this.
Yeah.
To look better.
Yeah. I hope it looks good.
If it doesn't look better, I need to go find someone. I'm going to go find my surgeon.
It kind of sounds like the best way to do it because I'm not commenting on my coworkers, but even if you got it and it's poking me in the eye, I'm not going to say nothing. But it kind of sounds like the way to go is just to a general like, oh my God, you look great. And leave it at that. And then you know that I know that you had work done, but I'm not saying anything till you say it, but that way I'm still paying you a compliment. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the only thing that people want from plastic surgery is, you know, improve self-confidence and to feel good about, they want other people to think that they look good. So by you just giving me the compliment, I've gotten what I wanted out of plastic surgery and, you know, my own self-fulfillment or whatever I wanted from it.
Has anybody tried to shame either one of you guys on social media? They have, what they said.
Well, when I told my girls that I was going to get it, I understand with you not telling anybody, people try and talk you out of it. Like, you don't need it. It's not for you. And then I'm like, why can't I decide on my body? You know, don't try and talk me out of it. If I want to go do it, I want to go do it. Don't tell me it's a waste of money. this is my money.
Mm-hmm. Also, at the same token, you don't want somebody to be like, God, finally. I've been wondering. Wait, you were going to take care of
that. That would be messed up.
Took you long enough.
Exactly.
My God.
I would feel bad.
Yeah. Okay, so both of those bad.
Yeah.
So did you get out of this what you wanted?
I really did. Okay, thank you. Good. I think that was educational for a lot of people who, because you're the first person, Mommy Chula, I've ever known to get a BBL. Uh-huh. And Abby, you're the first person I've ever known to get a rhinoplasty.
Oh, well, hey.
Hey.
High five across the room, girl.
It's the Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.